Good morning, gentlemen. I have with me Ian Cottingham and Lee Dillon of West Berks Council. You've made an important announcement today about the finances of the council. Tell us what you've just announced.
Yeah, so thank you for joining us, and I'm sure your listeners will be keen to hear the financial position of the council. We have finished quarter one, and as a new administration, we were keen to understand the financial position that we were in. And unfortunately, we found that the council would be predicting an overspend of £8.7 million. Obviously, as an administration, we take overspends extremely seriously. And in the last month, we've been able, through various mitigations, to drive that predicted overspend now down to £6.3 million. That is made up of £3.7 million within Children and Family Services, nearly £1 million within Adult Social Care, and £1.3 million within the Education Services, predominantly around home-to-school transport. My colleague, Councillor Cottingham, can explain what some of the actions that we are taking over the coming months to be able to keep our focus on it and to get that 6.3 million now forecasted overspend as low as possible.
Thank you, Councillor Dillon. As mentioned, once we discovered the projected overspend of 8.7 million against our reserves of 7.2 million, we needed to take quite drastic, timely intervention to alleviate, to reduce that potential overspend. And so since last month, we've created a financial review panel, which meets every Thursday for about 3 hours. And we have a very, very close, detailed dive into the projected planned expenditure of the council. So each individual line item over £1,000 has to have approval by this particular committee. We're having a zero tolerance of any spend without purchase orders. We have discovered previously that the internal control environment was not as strong as we would believe it should be. We have instances where spend has been made without POs. We've even had instances where invoices have come out of the woodwork 3 or 4 years ago. So what we're doing is we're reviewing all of the recruitment activity. We're reviewing all of the agency spend, and as I said, we're reviewing all of the spend over £1,000. Those actions will hopefully, we believe, will deliver us a break-even point as of the end of this financial year, along with other actions which we're going to take.
And I think what's really important for your listeners to understand within all of this is, as Councillor Cottingham said, there's only a reserve pot of £7.2 million available to the council. So if we were having an overspend of £8.7 million, obviously we wouldn't have enough money to pay our bills. And it's really important. We deliver over 700 services to residents in West Berkshire. And obviously we're going to keep delivering those services by having these plans in place. We now have a transformation programme, which will deliver real savings in some of these areas. This is the administration really looking ahead to get the council onto a stronger financial footing than what we were left by our Conservative colleagues. And unfortunately, through lack of central government funding coming in long-term secure ways, and the fact that our previous Conservative administration depleted all the earmarked reserves, means that we don't have the savings to be able to go to plug this hole. So we have to do that through a transformation programme and by making tough decisions. But what we're absolutely committed to doing is whenever we're putting these decisions to the public, that they will be fully consulted on and that they will understand exactly what the saving derived will be and what any impact on service delivery might be too.
I think you've been very, very clear that long-term financial health and well-being of West Berkshire, as it were, trumps in all the right sort of ways any immediate political priorities. But can you say what that means to potholes or green bin tax or perhaps football at Faraday Road?
Yeah, so the way the council is funded is quite peculiar. It's not like a household budget. So you have a capital fund, which is for delivering big infrastructure projects, and something like the Newbury Lido that we opened yesterday was funded through a community infrastructure levy. which is developer contributions. So there are lots of different pots of money and different rules on where they can be spent and where they can't. However, you know, we've just been elected for a 4-year term. We obviously hope to be in charge of the council for many years to come. But what we absolutely know is that as custodians of the council, we have to make sure that it's viable in 15, in 20 years' time. And if we don't make those tough financial decisions that our Conservative colleagues didn't make, then actually the council won't have that long-term future. And regardless of any political party running the council, we want to make sure there's a council still here to run.
And if I might just broaden it briefly and then let you get on to your proper day job. In any environment, there are risk factors. Who predicted COVID even 3 months out? What are the biggest risk factors that I totally understand may not be your fault? Is it the Bank of England pushing up interest rates again? Does that upset your budget? What are the big risk factors?
So from a cost perspective, obviously inflation is a huge issue for us. That inflation actually can be driven by a lack of supply of staff. So a good illustration is how much we're having to pay with agencies, because, as I said earlier, there is a lack of labour which we can tap into readily. That's created an inflationary cost regarding having to service that demand through agencies. Also, as you quite rightly say, you talk about the known knowns, the unknown knowns, and the unknown knowns. You know, my background is in risk management, and the fact that we are facing in West Berkshire an ageing population. And again, there may well be more and more demand onto adult social care. So we are governed so much by what central government are going to be doing. So if central government decide to have a different policy of funding adult social care, that could have a significant impact on our finances. The current Tory administration, through Prime Minister Johnson's initiative on social care, that would have had a devastating impact on the finances of West Berkshire. We would have been looking at an even bigger hole in the finances. So to answer your question, we have that pressure coming from or policy change from central government, but we also have, from a local perspective, what's happening regarding the geographic and the demographics of who we're having to serve. We're trying to understand why we're having an increase in children's services. Initially, the thought was that there would be a spike after COVID. Seems to be that bow wave of demand is taking 18 months after COVID to come through. So a lot of children were locked up, obviously, during that COVID time, mental health pressures, and the cost of living crisis is now potentially putting families over the edge, driving more demand for that care of children in our local community.
In terms of some real practical impact, so you asked about what policies it might affect, and your listeners will be really keen to understand what does it mean for me in my pocket. So the council have a medium-term financial strategy, and that sets out the expected level of council tax rises, which are at 4.9% if you take the adult social care cap. And we would imagine that will be the trajectory of council tax rises going forward. So residents will know what the next 3 or 4 years looks like for them in terms of that now. And given the financial situation, I think it's highly likely that we'll be delivering council tax rises at that level. So, you know, we can be open and honest with our residents about that. We said in our manifesto that we would phase out the green bin charge. Something that's really popular here in West Berkshire is getting rid of that charge. But we knew that we wouldn't be able to get rid of it all in one go, which is why we said phasing out. We were absolutely honest with the public in the run-up to the elections in May. And that phasing out is now going to be slower and longer to do, because for every pound that we take off the bin charge, that's a pound less that we're having the service. And so, unfortunately, you know, we won't be able to deliver a discount in year this year. But actually, what we'll hopefully be able to do is put a rebate in next year to pay for this year. So residents will see a reduction in their green bin charges, but not at the speed that we would have hoped to originally have done.
Councillors, thank you very, very much indeed for your time.
No, thank you very much.